The Wild Boar Chase by Jeffrey Pasquale Yap. I can't remember his name. I woke up with a throbbing pain in my head, the sun streaming through the blinds onto my face. Did we introduce ourselves before we took off our clothes, or while we were getting it on? Nothing but a mask was last night's theme. The house drew in a number of men, including him, who immediately left after the party. I pick up my clothes on the floor, and as I put on my pants, I recall these hands, rough and callous from years of manual labor, as they caress my knees up to my thigh. When I wore my shirt, it reminded me how his chest hairs made my nipples stand on end, and the sound of his breathing as he tongued my earlobes made me forget his name even more. The smell of his sweat revealed that he washes only with soap and that he doesn't douse himself with perfume. He spoke rather softly, not the prototype male who utters words so unpleasant that his demeanor only felt chauvinistic. When he asked if it was all right, I let him touch my mound that glistened against the neon lights of the art deck of theater nearby. I step out of the house, bringing the mask with me. Sunday morning on Ichagi Street meant I had to endure the cloying odor of dried fish, its saltiness hugging my shirt, and the lemons and oranges that smell so sweet and tangy you would suspect if they were overripe. Past the fish stands and fruit stalls, I look for the man whose hands when pressed against mine felt assuring, whose skin, sun and tanned, ensured me that he walked hard despite being underpaid, and whose body to relish for, naturally sculpted from daily lifting of wet and dry goods in the market. Everything I could remember but his name and face. I placed the mask on every man I saw on the street. The fresh noodles peddler, the meat vendor finishing his breakfast, and the newspaper man throwing tabloid in every house. "May I, sir?" I asked before putting the mask on them. I even tried it on the man selling vegetables, but it just didn't fit. Not any one of them seemed and felt like him. The smell of butter and bread wafted through the air. The baker across the wet market was giving samples of their butter-soaked breadsticks. The man who was slicing bread said there were still some left. I walked towards him, and he sliced a piece. I let him hold it as I opened my mouth, the elongated bun sliding through my tongue. I remembered again his hands slowly exploring parts of my body. His fingers still had some flour on them and tasted a little sweet and salty on my lips. As I put on the mask on his face, he asked me if his breadstick tasted good. "It's something I'd never forget," I said.